Welcome back, MGTOW Men. Cognitive, what we think, and dissonance, a lack of harmony in whatever area that we're talking about or thinking about. So this could be what we think, although it is derived from music first, dissonance is that term. And cognitive dissonance occurs when we think or believe two things that go against each other. They contradict, but out of fear of losing either, we often try to accept both, even though one of them really can't exist. They can't exist together. And that is the comparison that I'm making today. When you take the red pill and you think of love or romance in the frame of mind that it is presented. Okay. So cognitive dissonance is so strong because our brains naturally need order, and we'll do whatever we can and need to in order to find that order and seek it. So thus we create these imbalances that don't often follow natural logic or what we know to be true. And truthfully, it is so powerful that sometimes cognitive dissonance has even been attached to a certain theory that states in war, in battle, whatever, you create a growing distaste and hatred for the side, the person, and the faction represented in the person that you may have killed in battle, just to allow for a more seamless acceptance of the action that you made. And when conflicting attitudes, beliefs, or behaviors emerge, okay, generating a feeling of discomfort, leading to an alteration in one of the attitudes, beliefs, or behaviors, it is all meant to reduce discomfort and restore balance. Okay, and one of the philosophies that I've always preached in these videos is that the power of the human mind and the human body has in putting forth efforts mentally and physically in order to survive, homeostasis. And cognitive dissonance is almost like a mental form of homeostasis. Okay, and how I'm connecting this to MGTOW and the red pill, I have a little bit of a story, but a red pill man understands the necessity of suffering, for example, okay? And while the human body will aim to avoid the suffering, the blue pill man thinks suffering is the enemy. And the fear of suffering is the actual enemy. And the fear of mental or ideological suffering and the internal refutation of what is actually true leads to worse suffering, loss of a sense of self, and ultimately destructive existence. So my theory and proposal today, okay, is that romance, love, whatever, it's actually cognitive dissonance. And so when you get in relationships, when you choose to marry somebody, okay, when you do these things, you are putting aside all the red flags often and move forth because of a number of things that are wanting, that you are wanting to maintain or to have through this relationship. Again, and these things could be out of your own values and commitment, which can be venerable sometimes, but it doesn't refute that it could cause the destruction of your own life. As these red flags, okay, cognitive dissonance has been behind so many men, myself included, when we see a red flag in a woman, but we turn the other way, okay? And sacrifice and desire to do good for another person or because that person possesses assets that you want to keep in your life, and for a man, sex is often the motivator for a man to maintain cognitive dissonance in this situation. So you remove that element, you remove the chemical bond and the need, and you also remove this drifting towards injecting feelings of cognitive dissonance into your life. So essentially, in layman's terms, this is known as being blinded by love. Okay, blinded by love is cognitive dissonance, and also known as booty blinded if we want to take up the Urban Dictionary reference, okay? But I want to talk about this today because I've lived it. I want to continue to recognize that the notion of love, first of all, whatever that is perceived to be, the Disney culture that we live in, the Disney society, it's a decision, okay? And secondly, we often ignore red pill realities when we cultivate something in our life that we are afraid to lose, even if that thing does not hold a long-term benefit. And most of the time for us, even as MGTOW men that are listening right now, it can be the jerk of sex. So my brief story. So I'm taking a Uber to the same airport today that I took when I heard this story a year ago, almost to the day. So I come up with these talks on a whim, often without intention, but it came back to me today. So I was about a month into a relationship at the time with my ex-girlfriend, short relationship, and I thought things were going great, okay? And I had heard the red pill, I had agreed with it, but for the reason that I fell for the second girl was I did perceive her to be different, okay? I fell for the guise of the Nawalt, the falsity. So I was flying back home, okay, and I was in an Uber on the way to the airport talking to this Dominican man. He was driving his Uber. He's probably 30s, and he was doing so to pay for all the children that he had. And from the sounds of it, I believe he had 3 kids with 3 different women. Clearly, poor decisions made here, okay? But it was just a 25-minute chat, and I remember feeling the MGTOW truth that I had been exposed to just months before ringing in my brain, telling me to accept what he was saying and watch out, okay? But I thought that I was fortified and that I wouldn't fall back into the pit that I had been in. All the while, I was hearing him deplore about his own relationships. And he made this ultimate concession of being defeated by a relationship, and he was making the statement that he now needed to finally settle down and find that good girl. Okay, that now it was time. And he was telling me, don't make the mistakes that I did and find it first. And that no matter what I did, I had to find her. The church girl, he was saying. Okay. And I've beaten that topic like a dead horse. I'm not going to talk about it now. But instead, I'm going to talk quickly about what was going through my mind at the time and the nature of cognitive dissonance in this situation. So I would connote this or term this actually blue pill dissonance. Okay. That all that love is cognitive dissonance. And oftentimes you hear love actually be phrased as sacrifice. And the reason that it is because it is sacrifice. And that is the blue pill line, to not accept that love is truly a sacrifice. And we hear people utter that, and we've been guilty of that. And why do we say things like love is blind, or that you lose yourself when you love another person? Because it's true. And this is because you literally often have to sacrifice truths of your life that you thought were verifiable facts in order to accommodate the other external entity that has emerged in your life, which is this partner. And so that's what I was doing. Even though one of my friends said I needed to have a proverbial come to Jesus moment when he found out I was dating my ex, I separated myself from a truth that I had held at a previous time when I was sober-minded before dating and went on with the relationship, ascribing greater power to my mental faculties than I should have, believing that hard work and controlling my thoughts by reminding myself not to lose certain thoughts, certain ideologies that would protect me to think clearly, that I would be able to overcome any temptation, any faltering through intellectual strength. But it's a blue pill lie, okay? It's a blue pill lie, ultimately losing myself in the lust. And frankly, though, there is no relationship that has existed solely outside of cognitive dissonance. And you know that it's better to save money here, for example, in a relationship. But, you know, she convinces you not to. She thinks it's better in this situation, even though you know it's not. And sometimes you'll grow to accept that truth in order to preserve something else. And that can be very, very costly. And the next thing I want to touch on here is the different mindsets that are at play. I had a mindset then. And I had a mindset previously, even before this encounter. And what I want to emphasize now, based on the situation that I described to you, is that the power of your current situation as it relates to how you go about your next step after consuming information like this or advice like this from someone is entirely dependent on the current situation that you're in. This can apply to economics. This can apply to your job. This can apply to a relationship. And when you're not in a relationship and you're exposed to the red pill as I had, but I was in one, then you're not going to approach the knowledge bestowed upon you as you would, okay? And your brain is currently preoccupied. So imagine that you were not in the relationship at this time and you have nothing to lose emotionally or mentally by accepting this and taking it into agreement. And right here is where you edify certain beliefs that you have, such as the one about relationships. When you're out of that, you are sober-minded and you're in a neutral state, then you are able to take in more information and add to your understanding and edify yourself behind those truths. But now you have a different paradigm, and thus you can more easily accept new information, not because you fundamentally believe anything different, as I believe once red-pilled, always red-pilled, but you may not act out on them. That's the difference. Even though you have these red-pilled truths in you, and I believe that you believe them, that doesn't mean that you're going to act out on them. But you may not accept new information because it is not currently convenient. And imagine that, not accepting or accepting something as fundamental as this advice that the Dominican man was telling me just because of your current state of mind and whether or not it was easier for you to accept it. And bottom line, put yourself in as many situations in life in which you know that you can maintain your grounding and the red pill knowledge that you have, because despite the fact that I had been bestowed the red pill doses I needed to come to MGTOW, I still turned my back, as the power of the mind in convincing oneself of something is one of the strongest forces known to man. And this also extends to who you can receive advice from. And being married doesn't discredit you from holding wisdom and helping men out with the knowledge that you have, You can offer advice on numerous topics, but one I want to relate to you and relay to you guys is that, you know, if that man is married, okay, you're often going to be more averse, even subconsciously, to offer the cutting advice than a man that is not married may need to hear. Unless, of course, you've been through or are going through a situation of strife in the relationship that will take you toward a feeling of sober-mindedness, because oftentimes stress does that. So always consider the source. Look for advice from neutral subjects that have no involvement in you or a situation. And also look at the story that this guy laid out. He's driving around 14 hours a day in an Uber offering a 23-year-old advice on what woman to look for. Settling for that church in the wall. Debunked that one before. All right, so I'm in a bit of a break from my normal schedule the next few weeks. Expect more content, live streams, and interviews. Hoodie ideas will be commencing. Hoodies up, hoodies out.